It's time to bring in Pat Pagano and our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And hello to you there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. It's a nice morning for a change. We don't have thunderstorms in the forecast. Partly cloudy will do it. That actually may actually be partly to mostly sunny. And highs will reach the low 80s today. Get out there, enjoy it. Mid-50s, clear tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy Saturday. And yes, there may be a late day shower or thunderstorm. But most of your day, rain-free, low 80s again. Sunday, not as lucky. Cloudy with showers, 75 to 80. Monday, I think it's going to be even cooler than 70 to 75. I think we stay in the 60s with showers, a thunder shower, and it will be breezy. So for the first Monday in June, it's going to feel, it's definitely going to feel more like the first Monday in May. Again, but it's only tentative, and then that system will kick out, and Tuesday should be fair. So I think the weekend is looking decent from the standpoint of your daytime conditions on Saturday. Someday, you're going to have to work around the showers. Pat's not going to work around any showers because I'm not going to the lake.
Well, that's it. So you can make, but that's the great where you live now. You can make a last-minute decision. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know what? I went through this entire week being at home with the rain and having to update our clients all night long. Last night, I did not leave the Weather Center until 9:30. So who needs to go up there and sit in the rain?
That's
right. You know, when there's no TV, there's no electric, there's no indoor plumbing.
Well, you can go to the movies up there, though.
Yeah. Why should I? And I could go to the movies here on Tuesday for $5 and get a free popcorn.
Now, we have Brian Woolman, who is a listener and friend from Kingston, New York, chimes in with this morning. Would Pat ever put his movies on YouTube so we could all see them, since we hear the step-by-step process of how they're produced? I'm going to ask you, I think that would involve you getting sued if you did that, Pat.
I think that's a problem. Because, you're right. Because of royalties, yeah. We would have to get permission to use the music and the scripts
and you'd have
before
to pay,
putting it on YouTube,
and
right?
You'd have to pay huge royalties. And I doubt that they would even allow it. So that's why, Brian, that's why these can't go on YouTube.
No. I think if you tried to email the movie, I was just wondering, what would happen, Marshall, if we put it on your website?
We'd both get sued.
Okay.
Because you're taking somebody's product and
right. Yours is still public, right?
And it's public, but right. and then you're changing it a little. So the first thing you need to do, really legally, if you're going to try to tape this or anything, is to tell them what you're doing and show them your script. Then they have to approve that. And then if they approve that, they'll say, by the way, here's a fee you have to pay to do it. 9 times out of 10, they'll send you a letter saying, don't do this. You're breaking too many laws, and they'll come after you.
But at the same token, since we're not doing this for a profit.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just intellectual property, and you have to get permission if you use it. And So by doing it like you do it, no, there's no problem. But there would be a problem if it was posted on the internet.
And
sure.
I may not be able to do the whole movie, but let's just say I took a portion of the movie that didn't have any music on it.
No, it's not music. It's the script content and
the
everything.
The script itself.
Yeah.
Then again, if we had and we do have a movie that's an original.
That's
we
different.
Don't have a problem with it.
No, that's totally different. That's totally
right.
different.
Right.
But so that's Brian. That's why you're never going to see it on the internet, because Pat's original doctor is behind bars. We don't want Pat to join him there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not doing anything.
I don't want to get the weather from the federal prison in Danbury.
Thank you. Really? And by the way, did you try it on your laptop?
Well, no, I had yesterday was a doubleheader yesterday. I had to come back to the station and work into the afternoon and the evening. And then when I got back home, it was just right to bed. I was only home in time for my My physical therapy workout. That's all.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, try it over the weekend, because if I have to send you another copy, I will.
No, I will.
I almost called you yesterday, but I spared you. I left the weather center in the late morning to do some errands. I came back, and I have a double screen, as you know, yeah. Marshall. And all the icons, all messed up. Some of them in back of one another. Could not move them. It was a horror. I'm saying, what went on? So I checked. Microsoft did an update.
There you go.
So I called the computer people first, the actual makers. They went onto the system. They could not figure it out. Then I called my IT guy, and he said he wouldn't be able to roll things back until they got back to the office, which would have been late afternoon. So I picked up the phone and called Microsoft, and lo and behold, I got excellent service, and within less than 10 minutes, they had everything back to where it belonged.
Those damn updates, they really are horrible.
Right, but they were very good. I have to say, thumbs up.
All right. Well, thumbs up to you. Have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you Monday.
Monday it is.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. And you can hear Pat, of course, every Monday through Friday, right around 6:48.